The World This Week. Business.
The Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged and suggested it would not raise them at all this year. In December, the Fed indicated rates might be lifted twice in 2019. It is also to slow the pace at which it shrinks its portfolio of Treasury holdings from May and stop reducing its balance sheet in September.
After months of speculation, Deutsche Bank and Commerzbank said they would explore a merger. A combined entity would be Europe's third biggest bank and hold about one-fifth of German deposits. The German government is thought to favour a tie-up between the Frankfurt neighbours. A deal faces many hurdles, not least from unions opposed to the potential 30,000 job losses.
In one of the biggest deals to take place in the financial services industry since the end of the financial crisis, Fidelity National Information Services, a fintech company, offered to buy Worldpay, a payment processor, in a $43 billion transaction. It is the latest in a string of acquisitions in the rapidly consolidating payments industry amid a shift to cashless transactions.
Lyft gave an indicative price range for its forthcoming IPO of up to $68 a share, which would value it at $23 billion and make it one of the biggest tech flotations in recent years. Uber, Lyft's larger rival, is expected to soon launch its IPO.
Bayer's share price swooned after another jury found that someone's cancer had developed through exposure to a weed killer made by Monsanto, which Bayer acquired last year. The German drugs and chemicals company has been under the spotlight since August, when a jury reached a similar verdict in a separate case.
Anil Ambani avoided a three-month prison sentence when his brother Mukesh stepped in at the last minute to help pay the $77 million that a court ordered was owed to Ericsson for work it did at Anil's now-bankrupt telecoms firm. Anil Ambani, who was once ranked the world's sixth richest man, said he was touched by his brother's gesture.
AB InBev shook up its board, appointing a new chairman and replacing directors. The changes are meant to reassure investors that the brewer intends to revitalise its drooping share price and pay down the $103 billion in net debt it accumulated in a spree of acquisitions. They also reduce the influence of 3G Capital, a private equity firm that helped create AB InBev via several mergers. 3G's strategy has been called into question by mounting problems at Kraft Heinz, another corporate titan it helped to bring about.